איפשהו בעולם יש מי שמחפש.
Somewhere in the world, there is someone who's searching. If you take it away, you're taking my life away. That wants to inquire. Until not long ago, these mountains were home to predators, to be touched. I can't. To laugh.
להבין.
Understand. So what is human nature? And discover. Hate's burning me on the inside. What do I tell myself? That I have to overcome it. Love covers all crimes. Sunday, the 26th of September at 4:30, you're invited to a unique online event. The Heart Sees, an evening of meaningful movies, premieres, new series, exciting stories, and also a glimpse of behind the scenes with the makers that will answer all of your questions live. The Heart Sees. Meaningful movies. Sunday, the 26th of September at 4:30, as a part of the World Kabbalah Convention.
מילת המפתח היום במדיה היא וידאו.
The key word in media today is video. They say one picture is worth 1,000 words, so one clip is worth 1,000,000.
And this is exactly what we'll talk about today. Hello, Tali.
Hello, Gilad. And hello to all our friends and our guests from all over the world.
And hello to over 6,000 viewers that are on our VOOT system right now and on the social networks.
So what's happening, Gilad?
Tali, do you know what the definition of a nudnik is? Someone who's asked, how are you? And he answers.
So I won't ask. And in general, today we're not going to ask questions. Today we're going to enjoy an amazing evening of meaningful movies. I have to tell you that when we started planning this evening, I was really in shock. Even though I know all our products and content, I never saw them screened at one time in one place.
I'm actually not that surprised. We have so many talented friends and such a great force in the whole world, Kli. And when we combine the forces for one goal, we always, but always, succeed in surprising.
To surprise big time. Today we're going to watch a number of original documentaries, different types of films, genres, in different languages, and always, as always, it's all translated.
Yes, dozens of creators, directors, actors, filmmakers, producers, sound people, and are doing everything day and night for over 10 years so that we will be able to disseminate our content to the world and enjoy this evening. And soon we will feel how their efforts enters our true hearts.
So let's go. There's nothing left to do but watch and enjoy. We have an hour and a half of fascinating video. Let's start.
And we will remind you that at the end, each of us will have the opportunity at the end to participate in this immense project personally.
So relax and let's get to our first item. Three times a week, a writer's team sits in front of Rav Lightman and verifies with him how the wisdom of Kabbalah relates to current affairs. What can we learn to correct in our relationships and in the reality we live in?
The clip we'll see right now, we concentrated a collection of many creative videos that were born in this last year, with the inspiration of our reporters meeting, which we talked about now, and with the help, of course, of Shelly Peretz and a great team of actors, film people, editors, and producers. So let's watch and enjoy.
Let's talk a bit about love. Did you see how many love words describe it? Love is that special thing that has to remain after all the hormones disappear. This is exactly the starting point of restoring our relations. You want to disseminate connection, take a phone, push the button, and start. Or it's not that simple, is it? In order to make good content, you need to know how to tell a story. We are different, all of us. And in order to tell a story, you need to know how to stimulate. And in order to stimulate, you need time and desire and to think out of the box. It's said that oregano oil is the solution for all your problems, Corona too. Try it. I didn't. So how do you touch the Israeli heart? We said, that's it. It's either, we have to save this marriage, that's it. How do you tell them about the wisdom of Kabbalah? How to add a positive force to our society? How to cause everyone to understand that the ego is the problem? Love? Who needs it? It's more than a decade now that we're making videos and doing things, but did we learn the lesson? We're trying to talk to the Israeli public in every possible way. Antiochus? Really? Dramas. Happy New Year. Current affairs. In difficult times. Even Titus didn't believe how easy it's going to be for him to conquer Jerusalem. In everyday life, the wisdom of Kabbalah was always somewhere in the background. And I asked them, why is all this going on? And I had tears in my eyes. I feel light anxiety when the lights go out on stage and there's no director to tell me what to do. And laughter. It's also good. Why are you telling me to take off this mask? Corona doesn't exist. Don't you get it yet? People with O blood type don't get infected. What kind of blood type do I have, Mom? And lots of love. We have no choice but to restore our relations. Israel's protection against everything is love and unity. A world where people love each other, this really gives a meaning to life. It says, raise a child in his own ways, and this generation is a generation that communicates through screens. 1 million views in less than a week, even though that they have a very big ego and they feel that there's no real solution for their problems. They're surrounded by fake news. We're exposed to 3,000 ads every day on average. Who can remember what happened a minute ago? This generation needs for us to help them to come out of themselves, to look outwards, think about others. Breathe air, spiritual one, because we'll know for sure that the people around us care for us. This generation, the wisdom of Kabbalah, is called the last generation, the generation that will start implementing the method of connection in practice through love another as yourself. Will they find hope? So we're not despaired, and we get more and more views. But everyone knows you. You bet. And every day we pave another path to the heart of all people. The force of connection in nature is the only force that could eventually bring peace in the world. And that's not the end yet. It's only the beginning.
The clip we just saw, we compressed many short video creations, and it's not simple. Personally, I feel very connected to each of the clips we just saw, and to shorten them, it's like the cut off of a living body. But there's also contents that are much more difficult to shorten. Dramatic content that are based on a process that is moving and that is amazing. Many years we're using this amazing thing that Rav Lightman opened for us, and is many people are different and they're happening in situations that no other place would solve their personal problems in one room under one leader, and with great triumphant heroism they deal with all the challenges of life.
Our characters are taken from real life. We have a woman that cannot finish the month, and even a couple that arrived specifically for the workshop to get divorced with respect.
Semyon Vinikur and Igal Izik wrote and directed this series, and you'll probably identify the actors. Tali, do you know that game where we stand in a circle and we give a task to each person to come to the place of the person in front of him?
Yes, I know it.
I use this game many times, and people, the first thing they do is they run right away into this, and they never solve this problem immediately.
It's an amazing game. So come on, let's see one part of the series of nine that they've made until now.
Shalom lekulam.
Hello, everyone. Guys, let's start the second meeting that was arranged for us in a little studio that is being constructed.
New place, right?
We jump right into the water. It's a very simple game. Each needs to place the place with the person in front of him. Let's try to do it in 2 seconds. two, three. There is no doubt that they were going to clash into each other. You can't talk between you. You have to do pantomime or do something like that. You can do whatever you want, but do it as fast as possible. 2 seconds, go.
Again.
We can do it very simply. 2 seconds and go.
You're doing it on purpose?
Come on.
After a few attempts, this also happened here.
Why do we need to do it from the center? Go from around.
Around? Let's go in a circle. No, no, it's a good idea. Let's go in a circle. Turn to your right, everyone. Everyone, come on. Now, let's follow each other counterclockwise, but as quickly as we can. Come on, let's go.
So what happened here? It was a pretty simple game, right? The only problem was that each, to start with, was locked in his own thoughts of how he succeeds. Now he moves to the other side. So why does that happen to us? Why do we enter with the wall and with our heads into each other? What happened?
It's true. But actually, I don't understand what the problem is. Whoever's strong survives. And the truth, it makes sense of all this mess that we see around.
God help us. Thank God it's not you making the laws in this country.
Somebody that wants to advance, it's for him.
Everybody wants to advance.
So why don't you advance?
Because of people like you, maybe, that get in my way.
Excuse
yes,
me?
People like you that annoy me the most. Would you let somebody get around you?
Whoever wants to do, acts. And whoever wants to work, works. I worked a lot all my life to reach what I reached and achieve what I've achieved. And you?
I also worked hard my whole life.
Guys, let's...
Hang on a second. I also worked hard my whole life. And I didn't achieve anything. You know why? Because people like you that take advantage of me my whole life.
People that use, you're talking about, and you don't use the country, the state. You said that you work in a shop, right? Don't you
That's
get the allowance?
I'm telling you the 100 shekels I make off the books.
And here you're not using this place. Open your purse. Let's see what righteous woman you are. No, come on, open it.
Nothing.
Maybe we should stop with this.
No, come on. What's in the bag?
What's in that bag?
Nothing in my bag. I don't want to, and I've had enough of this shitty place. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Come on, open the bag. I saw her put these things from the fridge. I wonder what else she's going to put in her bag tomorrow.
You want to call the cops? There's plenty of witnesses here.
I don't need witnesses, honey. This place is all videotaped.
Turn off your cameras. Turn off your camera. Turn off your camera. Turn. I don't
Yael,
want.
Yael.
Turn it off.
Yael, we're in a process here.
Don't worry. No one's going to use this. Don't worry.
Everything. Everything's fine. We're not going to broadcast anything without you agreeing. And no one's going to take anything out of here. We all understand you, and it's all fine.
You understand? You understand what it's like to be scared the whole month that you're going to be evicted? You understand what it's like that your kid gets up in the morning and you don't have a sandwich to send him to kindergarten with? Do you understand what it is that in 5 minutes your electricity will be turned off and your lights go out and you're sitting in the dark and that you don't have money for water? Do you understand what is it not to sleep night after night after night and think how the hell I'm going to finish this month? What do you understand? What do you understand?
Yael, listen, Yael.
Leave me alone.
We deviated from the direction a little, okay? Let's sit down and advance, okay? I don't understand how she remained. To experience such humiliation and remain, I'm asking you, please. But despite everything, she remained. It means that she has hope, and that what's happening outside is much more scarier as far as she's concerned. There, she's alone against the whole problem, and here, there's hope. We're all, as much as it's possible, we felt her difficulty.
Ma.
What?
What
are you looking at me for? She brought it upon herself.
זה מה שרצית, אירן?
That's what you wanted, אירן.
עכשיו יש לך את מי להאשים?
Now you have someone to blame?
No one's blaming you. There's no one to blame here. Not you, not Yael. Altogether, we operate naturally. It was important for me to stand on one principle. A change in the relationship between us begins from the change in our attitude to one another, just like it was in the game. If I break out and push everyone, everyone is screwed. And even though I knew that they will tickle their tongues in this way or that way, I reminded them of the rules of the workshop. Why? Because it's the only thing that works.
Great rules, Iran, but what do you do with them?
It's a simple question. Are we remaining in our garbage with all this messed up situation, all these fights and all these crazy scenes where each one sees bad and suffering, or are we going to a different place? I know from experience you're not allowed to surrender. One question always needs to stand before us. How, despite it all, can we come to a feeling that the family is between us? And is it even possible?
Me? Why me?
Try to tell us how we can reach the feeling of a family now here between us.
Maybe someone else can start.
Maybe you should try anyway. I wanted him to start, and he started. He told about one performance in the north where his best friend, Shauli, collapsed on the stage, how he took him to the hospital. He goes back on the way, he's broke all the laws of the traffic.
The ER is packed. No one's coming up to us, and I start yelling there like crazy. I was banging on the table. I made such a mess there. Just that someone will pay attention, that the person next to me is shivering. Look at him. And suddenly I see this doctor, a young fellow. He comes up, and I begged him. I told him, look, you have to help me. Look what's going on with the man. Look at him. And he looked at him, and, you know, in a second, without waiting in line, without nothing, they took him, they connected him to different, to the infusion, and they put him on bed and started examining him. And I come in the morning, and I come to that room where he's laying, my friend. And he's like new, like nothing happened, you know? And suddenly I see that doctor, that angel that was sent to me from above, and I run up to him and I hug him, and he says, you know, I'm telling you, your brother, he was really lucky. Turns out that he had this flesh-eating bacteria. 2 more hours and he'd die. Really. And I look at the doctor and I'm telling him, but he's not my brother, you know. It's my friend. He says, nah. He didn't believe me. He didn't believe me that it's not my brother. I had to show him my ID card to show him that it's not my brother. I am sure of it, that it is possible to feel like a family towards someone else. It's really possible to feel like brothers.
The atmosphere chilled down. It melted. I saw how the workshop was starting to work. And Danny's already telling how once, when they just met, he did a surprise for Ola for her birthday. He invited a special hotel room by the beach. They got there, but his credit card didn't work.
Yeah, bummer. And then I saw at the bar this walnut pie that Ola really loves. And I took this pie with coffee. It cost her 28 shekels, I remember. Exactly what I had in my wallet. And we took the pie and the coffee and we went to the beach. And, you know, we're just sitting there in the car. Without a hotel, without money, without nothing. Just the two of us. And Ola said that it's the best night she ever had in her life.
Everything changed. They were ready to hear, and I asked them whether it's possible to reach that same feeling here, between us.
Good question.
Last person, maybe Inbal?
I don't know.
What do you think?
2 months ago, I had a meeting. And usually my husband picks up our little one from kindergarten. And I decided that day that I'm going to finish early. I promised her that I'm going to take her to a show. And I don't know how time passed. The meeting got longer. And when I arrived to the kindergarten, she stood there alone. She held the dress of the kindergarten assistant, and she didn't want to come to me. I told her, Nomi, come. Mommy's here to pick you up for the show. Just... She just didn't want me. Yael, I'm so sorry. I really didn't mean to hurt you. It's just... I don't know how to feel. I'm just not good at it. That's the true reason why I arrived here.
It's not the first time that I'm convinced that there is nothing else that needs to be concentrated on, only the connection between us. Yes, this workshop is an amazing tool. You know, at my house, we use the workshop all the time. And every Friday when the soldiers, the children come back home, and the whole family sits around the table, we have a round circle, truly led by the workshop rules. It's a pleasure that no one gives up on. Talvi, tell me, what do you think? What would happen if the workshop would come to the closest people to you, to your family, to your relatives, the people that you know, into their homes?
First of all, I have no doubt that it would upgrade their life. I have to tell you, I use it a lot in my work, and it's a tool that always leaves everyone surprised about how successful it is. And really, it's a question, how can we bring this workshop to every home in the world?
I see this question is on our minds, both of us, and many, many friends who have experienced this workshop concept. There are many other ways to bring the content of Kabbalah and education and mutual integrality. So there are many clips that bring up some amazing, brilliant things.
So now we're going to see a brilliant one, a very special way to convey a message. And the advantage is that it can be translated into any language.
From the youngest ages till, how do I say, till 120, we all love this style. Animation.
Who is controlling us? What is there between us and that brain center that controls everything? What? There's something between us, isn't there? My foul self. Here it is. Really big, huh? You bet it's big. There's nothing besides it. It blocks the entire horizon, and somewhere there behind it, This tiny dot shining, that is that brain center that it seemed to me that it's everywhere and everything, but no, really everything and everything is my ego. And I need to tear that ego apart. And only then can I achieve that point, the central point in life. We call it the Creator, right? Yes, we do. There, deep, deep, deep inside that point, even deeper in, is the Creator. So, there's this great big eye that blocks everything, and suddenly it appears in front of me. I didn't think that it's really standing in my way in any way. I thought that I'll push him, her, do this, that, tear everyone apart. And I'll attain the meaning of life, my part, my soul, but no, turns out that it's not so. You only fight yourself, actually, and only the eye. You do, and that's the most complicated thing.
How amazing. I also absorbed very deep and significant message from the wisdom of Kabbalah, and also I had a huge smile every single clip. Amazing.
Yes, the super talented animator Katya Krylova made sure that you would have that smile, Tali. She put Rav's clothing on animation.
Just amazing. And there's tons of ways to convey all kinds of messages. Eagle and Masha are a married couple. They are producers and actors. They made a new product that's conquering the web with a million views on TikTok.
How do they do it? They bring to the stage all kinds of states that happen to each of us at home and cause us to identify with them, to feel them, and to really think and seek solutions.
So now we're going to watch the conversation they have with Dr. Michael Lyman that opens a simple and practical way with the wisdom of Kabbalah to solve a conflict.
Until today, a million viewers, just like Tali told us, saw on TikTok little samples of these programs, but none of them has seen a whole chapter. And here we are about to do that. We're going to experience it. We're going to watch a complete chapter from this program, something like this, and we'll enter into Masha and Igal, into a situation which sadly is pretty known to most of us, a brother and a sister, which have no shame to deal with the inheritance from their mother after many years of being sick. So let's watch this chapter.
Mother, how much warmth, how much love there is in this word. Can this love be divided to two?
Mother, how much warmth, how much love there is in this word. Is it possible to divide this love in two? They are a couple in life, and many characters on stage. They're trying to look at life through acting and come out with something new, something more complete. And what you really get is something like this.
Rega.
Hang on.
Hi.
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 Why didn't you let me know you're coming?
I want to talk to you face to face, no phones.
About what?
What's up with the lock?
Oh, I changed the lock.
You changed the lock?
Yes, like I live alone now.
So this is what I want.
And I have to leave soon.
Exactly about this.
About what?
Well, it's about our mom.
Mom?
Yeah, how to put it. You know that mom loved both of us equally.
Of course. Why are you bringing this up now?
Because, are you familiar with this?
What is that? Of course, I've had it for a long time.
So it's a problematic document, you know? Look, it's from 8 years ago. It wasn't corrected since then. And, you know, it's kind of vague. And there are also two witnesses here whom I don't know.
They were from her husband's side. Mom brought them herself.
The strange thing is that turns out that Mom left you this apartment.
So?
And left me her savings.
Right.
What do you mean, right? The savings that she had 8 years ago, or what's left there now? Do you know what's left there now?
Not really, no.
I thought that maybe you do because you have access to the account and everything. Maybe you remember.
When we checked it, I think there's about 28 or 30, something like that.
30 what?
30,000 shekel.
Are you serious?
Yes.
No, this can't be.
What?
I thought that, but this? Mika, it seems reasonable to you that you'll get an apartment in Tel Aviv and I'll get 30,000 shekels?
But that's what mommy left us. What's not logical? You have your own apartment. What do you want?
It has nothing to do with what I have. Do you understand that there were sums there? 8 years ago, there were hundreds of thousands of shekels there. And that was before you moved in with her.
What are you trying to say? What?
I'm trying to say that somehow all this money disappeared.
Somehow? And you don't know how?
How?
All those treatments she had. The treatment we did in Berlin.
Of course I know. I paid half of it at least myself out of my own money. I bought her tickets to Berlin and hotels out of my own money, not from those savings.
That's true, but you weren't here. You weren't with her.
What is it?
Do you know what it is to order a taxi, take her in a taxi, to buy medicine, to cook, to do laundry? I was her hands and feet this whole time. 24 hours a day,
Mika,
I sat with her in the hospital.
I'm talking to you about lots of money.
Do you know what it's like to sit in the hospital with mommy? Do you know what it's like to see all these needles they're sticking into her body, to hold her, to cook, to go to sleep with her, to wake up with her every night? And she, you know what she dreamt about? She dreamt to get one phone call from her Ronnie that was always busy.
So why aren't you telling about the young bachelor that doesn't work anywhere, you, that it's really convenient to move in with mom?
Shut your mouth! I came here to help mommy.
You moved here before she got ill, don't lie. And you lived at her expense beautifully.
What does that have to do with anything? I gave her my life.
Who asked you to? Who? I said, let's take her a nurse at my expense.
A caregiver? For my mother, a caregiver?
Yeah.
Because that's who you are and that robot of yours that...
Don't say a word about her. You're not worth her.
You know what? When she gets sick, you can get a caregiver for her.
Why did it bother you that much? You wanted to be here alone so mommy will pity her little girl, the poor loser, so you could get all the money out of her.
I'm not a loser, and I didn't do it for money. I'm not like you, Ronnie. I didn't do it for money.
No. Not only for the money, for the apartment
too. You're crazy.
Too.
You've completely lost it. Get out of here.
I'll leave.
Get out of here. Okay, I'm calling the cops.
You're going to call the cops? Listen up. If you think that this is going to work out for you, then you're mistaken, because the best lawyer in Tel Aviv is my childhood buddy, and I'm going to make sure that he's not going to rest. He is not going to rest until he will prove that this is your manipulation, and you won't see nothing from this apartment, the half that you deserve. You won't see it because you're going to spend all your money on lawyers, and they're going to kick you out of here to the street to where you came from. You get it?
It's just so lucky that mommy is not seeing all this.
Were you not to finish her off, she'd still be alive.
I finished her off?
Yes.
I finished her off. I just can't believe you saying such a thing, Ronnie. I just don't believe it. Mommy loved both of us so much. She always said, you're my big brother and I'm your small sister, and that you'll look after me. How can you say such a thing?
Look, you're not a little girl anymore. And I have a family. And we're expecting another child now, Yael and I. And I'm the only provider now. These are completely different times. We're counting on this, you know.
Where do you want me to go? I don't have anything. Apart from this apartment, I don't have anything. I don't have work. I don't have anything. Where do you want me to go? Where?
Shalom, Dr. Lightman.
Hello, Dr. Lightman. How are you?
Hello, hello. I'm very well.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. The first question, also for Roni and Mika, have their own truth. Each one feels that they're right, that their love is right, but still the relationship between them is like a war. So where did they go wrong? Where's the mistake?
It's really a very unique situation. And as usual in such states, what takes place here is it creates a great crisis in the family, amongst relatives. Here we have another problem, which more than likely there were many funds in mom's account, and now there's none. Who spent them? And if they spent them, then maybe it's rightfully so. Were they paid for the medications and services that were needed to provide for the mother? I don't know. But there are many possibilities here.
But we can reach some kind of understanding without going to court, right, if we overcome the pride.
I would recommend to do it this way, before you go to the courthouse, because then you'll have to pay even more, and who knows how much. And in what way will you separate at that point?
That's also a question.
But certainly there needs to be a division. After all, these are assets of a parent that belongs to the two.
How can we get over this hatred that erupted between us? How can we connect?
You're talking about the emotion, and he's talking about the intellect. So you need to sit between you and to really see how you can equalize the relations correctly to what happened beforehand, before you started talking today for the first time about the inheritance. But to start moving to some middle point between you.
The question is, she says that he was always her big brother, he protected her, they had great relations all the time. Here, this eruption of hate.
You can understand, you feel it especially on his behalf, because he's really poor thing. He's standing before the birth of his second son, yes?
Yes.
And he's really pressured and stressed out, and he thought that by this he will somehow be able to straighten out his direction in life, because an apartment in Tel Aviv that remained from his mother, half of that apartment, half of that account, bank account, that's something that could really assist him from here onwards to continue in the right way in his life.
How can we arrange this, conclude? I have to compromise. I have to get into his state.
We need to come to a state where no one feels like they're giving up to the other. This word concession is not good. It's like, even if you're not talking about the money that there was until today, but you're what's sufficient with what you have today, the 30,000 bank in the bank, whatever you said there. Well, okay, we're done with that. Now, what do we do with the apartment? What do we do with other assets that might be? Do we agree that we're dividing it and that all of this is also in order to support one another and to remain as a brother and sister that are actually, we are the ones that are close between us, and the money comes and goes and our entire life around the money. When we build around that, we see no benefit, but not at once, and don't do it in haste so that later you'll be sorry, but rather in truth, with a good, nice, cold-headed feeling and mutual feeling towards one another for the respect of your mother that, after all, feels you from above. You want to do it in such a way that she'll be satisfied from this.
So it's like, if we look at what's best for mom, even though she
passed
away.
It's not important that she passed. She passed from your eyes, from this world.
So it's like to imagine the way she looks at it, like a kind of judge.
Yes, I would think of it in such a way that it's worthwhile to be considerate of her, as she wants to see and how she would want to see, and she sees you now too, and wants to see you getting along and continuing as her two children, which she loves so much, both of you. So one is with a family, and he has a wife and a child, and another one on the way, and the other one is obviously not married yet.
She's a bachelor, free.
Well, let's hope she'll be done with that too. And then too, we will have to think of her having also something. So leave her an inheritance. Leave her a dowry.
Maybe, you know, this question that's not so pleasant, but why is there always this thought, all of us have it, that one day our parents will, you know, and we'll have something, we'll get something, and how much will we get, you know?
I don't know what to tell you. Let's say, I, for myself, I don't leave anything. Not an apartment, and not all that belongs, that should have belonged to me. I moved it all long ago to others, long ago.
And it's easier that way?
Yes, of course it's lighter and easier. Yes, I'm very satisfied I did that.
People hold on to it like it's the main thing in life.
What for? What do I have to play these games with my children? No, I don't have anything and I don't want anything, nothing. Ready from now.
In advance.
Yes, but this is not your situation. This is already a different situation.
And why do you feel good from doing that? What does it give you?
There's nothing on me, some obligation that I owe someone, that someone expects of me, whether I die or live, and what will there be between them, and so on. I don't want that.
Okay, we'll try to do it, and maybe we'll find her someone. Someone with money.
With an apartment.
Succeed. Good luck. But in peace and in pleasant ways and connection, constantly think about your mother and how you bring her contentment. Good luck.
Is it possible to share mom's love?
The one and only. And she's worth it.
For both of us?
Yes. If we can rise above the hatred
and disagreements and the feeling of disappointment.
To love. To the love of a mother that sees and watches over us.
And from there to divide everything.
Not to me, not to you.
For her sake.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, 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 Gilad. What acting, what photography. I love watching these fascinating conversations. Incredible.
Yes, and the most important thing is Kabbalistic advice for life, to hold on to love above it all.
And not to forget to always think of mother and make her happy.
You know, that's nothing. This couple, Igal and Masha, they don't rest for a moment. Give them a free moment and they'll invent a whole film genre. They gave us tears and now they're going to put a smile on our faces so we'll learn how to laugh at our ego, actually to laugh at ourselves.
And it's really not easy to convey messages of such deep wisdom in a comical way, but Masha and Igal picked up the glove. So now we're going to see a trailer of a new comedy series that we just started filming.
Turn off the light.
We want to look at things from a humoristic angle. Everyone hates everyone. Right hates the left. Left hates the right. But why? We're from the mafia,
and we're not such good people. We're bad people, but between us, we built a connection between us that's familial.
Alex, he's an... where is he, DJ?
Mostly funerals.
So you can laugh at yourself when someone shows this to you from the side, because from the inside, from the outside in, and it's good because you can absorb it.
Hello, Shabbat Shalom.
When you get this through humor, you enjoy it, and it's also like you start thinking about it.
It's a satire about what they were and how they came to the state of today. One of the flashbacks is what they were 20 years ago. That's why I'm here, Oleg. In the past, I was a ballet dancer, and today I'm a mafiosi, a murderer.
Do you remember, you know, the people that lived in the 90s, how they were? It's so real. The characters back there. Look, I'm all hills.
Chills.
It's fun when you work with friends. It reminds you, what are you doing? Who are you doing it for? What for?
You have the opportunity to participate in this process, to disseminate, to contribute, and to do something so it will go outwards with our messages.
Then we go out with this feeling in the heart that something good and big, and I'm part of it.
I have the sensation that it's working because I think that the Creator has a great sense of humor.
To digest.
To digest.
I love the letter Ayin in Russian. It's a language I have to learn.
Yes, we'll see you say Nepoderzhinsk without breaking your teeth.
It's complicated, but what's nice with us is that we're always speaking above languages and cultures, but sometimes I ask myself, how much are the things we're creating impacting our audience?
Well, mostly we don't know the answer, really, but once in a while, we get to hear from friends that started to learn with us and that came to us what this clip or that movie they saw seemingly by chance on the network.
So let's see what one clip by Tony Kosanek did for Orly Kaspi.
One day after the army, when I was 20, I went to the United States. And I actually lived 30 years abroad and 21 years in the south of France, in the French Riviera. I remember sitting at a cafe in the morning before going to work, you know, just sitting in front of those boats, everything beautiful, everything perfect. And I felt like I'm stuck in a picture. A cry came out of me that I have to understand, what is this reality? What am I doing here? And then I went to a lecture in Paris. I remember it was about physics, quantum physics, and suddenly he talked about Kabbalah. Everything he was teaching was from the Kabbalah. And that moment, I stopped listening. I couldn't hear anything. I just said, yeah, that's it. I need to go there and seek there. And I simply began to seek on the internet until I found a video of Tony, who was talking about the perception of reality. And just the beginning of that video, he was asking the questions that I was asking.
Where are you? And why are you there?
I'm listening to the video. And I'm getting emotional now. It's taking me back. It's like, I can't believe. Everything sounded so precise. It was exactly what I was seeking. And I'm listening for a long while from the south of France, living my life as normal. And one day I'm asking myself, what am I doing with all of this? And from here to there, I come back to Israel. And that video, that clip on YouTube, on the internet, was a transformation. I accepted it as a gift. We don't know who's searching, what they're searching for, and our role is to expose as many people in humanity, all of humanity, with videos, to spread these videos. You don't know where it's going to reach, how it's going to reach them. I think it was over a year and a half that I was searching on the internet. How many things did I need to see to know that it's not it until I found the right video? So then let's quicken the process, as they say. So I'm grateful to Tony, for the photographer who took that video, for the person doing the lights, to Seth, to the Rav, to Bnei Baruch, to Google, to YouTube, to the internet, to creation.
And say, put your bread upon the waters and eventually it will be seen, because we don't know who it really reaches when you put this out. I have to tell you, Tal, this evening evokes in me a lot of pride, a lot of pride in my friends that prepare these so moving content, and it touches our hearts greatly. Do you feel that way too?
Really, I feel the same way. I identify with what you say, not just pride. It gives me a great desire to contribute, to help this happen, to also feel that it's mine.
So if one of us is a creator or a professional actor or a movie director or someone of a media, someone has to do with this amazing activity, is invited to join us in our common actions through this address that we're seeing here, info@kabcoil. And whoever doesn't have these abilities but still wants to contribute to the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah is invited to go through the site kab1.com.
Okay, so now that we know where and how we can contribute, take part in promotion of this wisdom, of this significant wisdom, through this huge video project, we're going to the next big challenge of our generation.
And that's the eternal struggle between good and bad, the forces of light and darkness, the struggle that has engaged humanity for all generations. Why? Because we're engaged in the nature of man, the forces inside of us, in each of us, and these forces never change.
And as with every good drama, we get to the peak, where everything blows up, the change.
Yes, this point that our generation feels so strong. We're all feeling that the world is deteriorating before our eyes, day to day after day. The situation is just becoming worse in all ways. Many feel like any moment now the end of the world is coming. And it's called the War of Armageddon. It's the last war that will decide and change everything to who will really control us, the good or the evil. And for many of us, it's known more in the cultures and amongst the nations in the name Armageddon.
The War of Gog and Magog. It's been written that the war of Gog and Magog will take place at the end of times, the era of the Messiah. However, this war is already underway. It's taking place inside every one of us.
The book of Ezekiel states that Gog, from the land of Magog,
will come to the land of Israel, and that he will lead a massive army that's composed of several nations.
Also, it writes that he will be defeated by none else but the Creator himself.
In Christian tradition, this final battle is called the War of Armageddon.
Armageddon comes from the Hebrew word Har Megiddo, which means Mount Megiddo.
Mount Megiddo is the real geographic location near Jezreel Valley. Take a look at it.
Here, the arena of several historical battles that have taken place over the last 3,000 years.
There have been so many different armies here with their troops. Gog from the land of Magog will also come here
for the final battle.
And according to prophecy, this will be the last war ever. But is this war going to happen in the future?
No, this war is actually happening right now.
We can see it with our very own eyes. If we take a look at the world, we'll see how it's saturated with hatred. Humanity's entire history, especially in the last 100 years, is rife with suffering, grief, and misfortune. Revolutions, terrible wars, and natural disasters
have hit us all throughout our history, and they have brought us to what we see in the world today. An invisible wave is rising before our eyes. No one can stop it. Egoism constantly pressures us and leads us to the final battle.
This is the force of evil, Gog from the land of Magog. This is the human ego that wants to enslave the entire world. And against it stands the aspiration for unity, love, and an attitude of good toward each other.
The point within us that strives for unity and wholeness. This point still glimmers within each and every person in the world. How then will the age-old struggle between good and evil end?
It will end in the last invasion.
By all indications, this war is already here.
The first sign of this war that emerged in antiquity is the face of the generation will be like the face of a dog. What this means is that when we fail to grow internally, we descend to the animal level. We then have no room for compassion or regret, but only for cruelty and hypocrisy.
We then have an evil dog's face instead of a thoughtful and compassionate human face.
Half of humanity is hungry, homeless, and dying in wars and conflicts, while the other half is indulging in excess and rotting from within.
And both halves feel the same, that there is no future.
The second sign for the final battle is every man for himself. And it's happening exactly when the world is becoming one closed system, that all of its parts are interdependent and have to be interconnected. But it's torn up by irresolvable disputes, and no one can understand the real reason for the hatred.
The third sign relates to the Jewish people.
The Jewish people have gathered in the land, as was predicted. Why did the Jews get such a name? Hebrew comes from the Hebrew word Ivri, which means a person who made the transition from selfish love to loving others. Jew, Yehudi in Hebrew, comes from the word Ichudi, which means united. And Israel comes from the two Hebrew words, Yashar, El,
which means straight to God. It refers to an inclination to aim ourselves at our next degree,
where we are all perfectly connected, like one big happy family.
Israel, however, is but a tiny speck among this enormous ego.
We can see how the people of Israel, destined for a spiritual breakthrough, have forgotten about their destiny. We just want to live like everyone else, but we're disputed among ourselves, divided into camps, different opinions, denominations, immersed up to our necks in mutual hatred. And this is why there's a storm coming our way.
The main prophecy relates to Israel to become as one and to help the world to do the same.
This is why the last battle is due, Gog and Magog, Armageddon.
This war is meant to make the Israel within us rise above the ego.
This is what the final battle will be. It's up to us. We shouldn't wait. We should be the first to wage war against egoism. The prophecy writes about this, that the Creator will strike all the nations that fought against Jerusalem,
meaning that the highest altruistic force of nature will triumph in us and reign over the whole world in Jerusalem.
This doesn't mean the stony city of Jerusalem that we know on the map, but another Jerusalem, the Jerusalem of the heart.
Jerusalem, Yerushalayim in Hebrew, comes from the Hebrew word complete or perfect, Shalem.
It refers to the common heart of the nations that unite and rise above the ego. It is there that we will discover the great quality of love and bestowal,
which is what the Creator really is.
Wow.
Wow, it's just unbelievable how relevant this is for our life today.
It's not just relevant, it's relevant to us, but it's actually relevance that has to do directly to the land of Israel.
So what's so special about the land of Israel? What is the spiritual power we have? We're learning that all of reality is inside of us. So how is this connected to this piece of land called Israel?
In answering these questions, this series, A Traveling Through the Land of Israel, it's a deep explanation of the wisdom of Kabbalah about the spiritual force that's between us called Yashar Kel, direct to the Creator, Israel, which is accompanied by beautiful views that are filmed from the land and from the from above, which makes it for us to see in a concentrated this beautiful piece of land and what's happening inside of us.
So let's go. Let's calm down, let go, and go on this journey. 15 minutes, fascinating minutes of this series, A Journey in Israel.
Zohi Eretz Yisrael Hayafa. This is the beautiful land of Israel. You won't find here Canadian rivers or mountains from U.S. It conquers you in a special way, with an unexplained internal feeling of beauty and holiness. It's not just that the land of Israel is considered for hundreds of years as a holy place to all the major religions, and people come here from all around the world only to walk on this land, to feel it. And it's amazing that people feel differently in different areas in Israel. The reason is that there's a concentration of immense forces, and every piece of land can be completely different than that which is adjacent to it. The source of the material world is described by the Kabbalistic rites written thousands of years ago. The Kabbalistic texts put great emphasis on the land of Israel. They're not talking about earth, but they're describing the forces that operate upon it. This is the land. The whole planet Earth and its part called the land of Israel is influenced by five great forces called Sfirot. The word Sfira stems from sapphire, which means in Hebrew that it sparkles, shines. It's important to know that the land of Israel includes 9 climates, and there's a good reason for it. According to these areas, each 10 to 15 kilometers, there's a different feeling. The reason for that is that every part of the country projects unique spiritual projection. From here, the bestowal of spiritual forces spreads to the world. The first force is the beginning of it all. It's the thought that is later operated, and it's called Keter. It's a force that's not so clear and understood, but its main characteristic is where it stems from and suckles and gives and nurses. The Mount Hermon, here it is, which is covered with snow in the winter and stands above the whole land of Israel. This is the highest land, and it is in the northern part of Israel. It was our north border since the days of Joshua, where the tribe of Menasheh stood. It stands up 2,800 meters above sea level. Not too long ago, these mountains was the home of lions and tigers and other predators. You could see here, till the beginning of the 20th century, even brown Syrian bears. Mount Hermon is mentioned 13 times in the Bible. The name Hermon in Hebrew is a holy place. The first force, the Keter, is the thought. And the second force is already the accumulation of this, the action, which is called Chokhmah. The Chokhmah is symbolized by the water that come down from the downfalls of the Hermon to the whole area, from the Hermon to the Sea of Galilee, the Kinneret. They come down from the Golan Heights and come down through great streams that are also called the 32 streams of wisdom, the 32 sources of the light of Chokhmah, and when they come to the Kinneret, they're already called the Jordan River. Jordan meaning coming down. The interesting thing is that the waters of the Jordan, when they go through the Kinneret, do not mix into its water, but flow straight through to the Dead Sea. The Chokhmah builds our world. It's the foundation of our life, the essence of all of creation. And it's not by chance that in the 15th and 16th centuries, the wisdom of Kabbalah was prosperous here in the Galilee. Many Kabbalists concentrated in the city of Tzfat, which became the center of the wisdom of Kabbalah. They came here from Europe, from Turkey, from Spain, from Morocco. And the one who stood out most is Yitzhak Luria, the Kabbalist, the Ari. Until the appearance of the Ari, the wisdom of Kabbalah was concealed from humanity, and the Ari opened it to the world. From his time onwards, anyone can attain the secrets of the wisdom of Kabbalah, limitless, whether your age, gender, or even your nationality. And this is Mount Meron. It seems like not a big mountain, but according to its spiritual roots, it's a very high mountain, and it's because it represents the Sfira of Chokhmah. They use the word Merom as a high place, an exalted place. It's mentioned in the Bible and in the Canaan cities of the Egyptians and the Asherites. Here also is where the Idra Rabba, a little cave hidden in this hillside of Meron, between Meron and ancient Tzfat. Once, long ago, the composer of the Zohar, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and his students came and sat here in this cave, each in his permanent place, and they wrote together a book. There's no more concealed to it. The book of Zohar is called so because of the radiance in it, the book of Zohar. For thousands of years, around this book, many rumors and even fears that all the necessary components to create true mystery, a special book with its immense spiritual force and its positive influence on the reader. Until the book of Zohar, no other book described with such a methodology the wisdom of Kabbalah. The third force I want to tell you about is the force of complete giving, absolute giving, which is called Bina. Bina is a motherly quality of purity, of absolute love that protects us from our ego and aims us towards devotion and giving. And of course, its expression in our world is the Kinneret, the Sea of Galilee. The source of the name Kinneret comes from the form of the lake, which is like a harp, like King David's harp that he played on. The Kinneret nourishes all of Israel and fills it with life. It's not by chance that the name Kinneret gives us associations like purity, love, giving. In the ancient sources, it's called the Sea of Galilee or the Sea of Genosar. In Israel, it's called by its ancient name, the Sea of Kinneret. The fourth force is that which is responsible for movement. It is the result of the three first forces, and it is the closest to our world. It is called Zeiran Pin, small face in translation of Hebrew from Aramaic. It's the force that manages the world, because all the qualities that are altruistic of nature connect with the egoistic force of the creature are connected. Its main thing is a area that comes from the Kinneret all to the center of the country, an area that is very rich with agriculture and the highest number of population in the country. And here is the capital of the state of Israel, Jerusalem, which is the heart of the world. Although we see the stones and the roads, but the true Jerusalem we don't feel. The true Jerusalem you can feel only in a corrected heart.
Ha
The spiritual meaning of Jerusalem is a complete city that is built on fear. Fear from the state of the revelation of the upper force, a state where we will become one united humanity. It is not for no reason that it's the city of all three religions, and the communities and many ethnic groups live, many religions and nationalities, and they all naturally merge into the city without bothering one another, each living in his way, in his faith. This is how the citizens of this city live for many generations in one of the most ancient cities in the world. This place has been settled already in the 4th century BC. It's between the Mediterranean and the Red Sea and the Dead Sea. It was already from 1,000 years BC. King David announced it as the united capital of Israel. In 950 BC, the Holy Temple was built here, the first temple. It was built by King Solomon in a period in which the Israeli nation was in complete unity. And this is the West Wall, the Wailing Wall, the remnants of the Second Temple that was ruined by the Romans 70 BC. The reason was redundant hatred, unfounded hatred in the Jewish nation. According to the Jewish tradition, this is where the third temple will be erected. Of course, we're talking about towards all of humanity internally, which will sacrifice its ego on the altar, burn it with fire, and connect with love. The fifth force is Malchut. The Dead Sea symbolizes it. Here, not far from Jericho, the Jordan River pours into the Dead Sea, and it's the lowest point upon earth. The height of the Dead Sea is 430 meters below sea level. The salt describes the egoistic force of Malchut, and the sweet waters of Bina, meaning the quality of altruism. The correct connection between Malchut and Bina gives birth to life. The Dead Sea or Malchut are lifeless today. They are the signs of the complete ego, a sign of life only for yourself. But in the future, there will be blossoming in this place. Spiritual sprouts will come out and will become the most beautiful place in the world. The land, the beautiful land of Israel. Here is the spiritual path of humanity. It is embroidered in this beautiful hills, rivers, streams, cities, and villages. Here is our past. And here is also our future. I really felt like I wanted to be in this place, in that Israel from within. Thanks to the Kabbalists, we learn how to reach it, to this internal land of Israel.
I'm sure that all of us really want to feel this inner Israel, all of humanity. And that's why we invite all our actors, copywriters, directors, light experts, producers, media experts, anyone who wants to contribute, write to us at info@cob.co.il, and to all the rest of our friends that want to donate to this huge project, you can go to our donation site, cob1.com.
And what will we do with all those donations that we received this evening? First of all, we will continue creating this content that touched the hearts of our friends, that is adapted to every single person.
Also, we're going to acquire channels on other platforms to be exposed to as many as possible audiences.
And we will also acquire the service of great publicists that will help us reach direct to our audiences.
Your donations will help us convey this whole thing of messages to the whole world. So whoever wants to take part in promotion of the wisdom of Kabbalah dissemination can click the link, cab1.com.
And towards the conclusion of our evening, we wanted to thank all the creators, the disseminators, and mostly to you, dear friends, for your decision to take part in this international, amazing video project that is truly something we just had a little taste of and we experienced
and
here.
And if you also feel like us, that the content you watched really impacted you in a positive way, then let's share them with as many friends and people we know as much as possible.
And to conclude, we have one last treat. More than 20 years ago, we heard about the spiritual force of songs from our teacher. So we're trying to create a new culture with this many musical creations, original ones, and we add to this line another one for our next meeting. We'll do a whole other meeting about that.
Thank you very much for this evening.
Thank you, Tutali. It was truly a pleasure to present this evening, this moving pleasure with you. And thank you, friends, to all our relatives, our guests from all over the world, for the privilege that you let us share with you a little bit of the collection of creations that we've all been devoted to advance the wisdom of truth.
And to conclude, let's watch a clip that will demonstrate this new line, this new musical line. We'll see you in our next events. Thank you and good evening.
Shoulders, hearts no longer colder. Yeah, we getting bolder out there in the press. Not for the beef, but for the truth. Nonetheless, we the best. And invite all the rest to come join. To the point of no return, just a flip of a coin. I'm not talking heads and tails, son. It's deeper than that. We the light seekers, and it's deeper than rap. What?
We came here to be as one. We came here to be together. No matter where you're from, join hands and be together. Que lo siente, y hora de unita cha que reviente amor. Reclamado amor por tu hermano. Yeah, solo amor.
Unity will save us. It was love that made us. We've been working for the ego, but it never paid us. We were once one, now we're reconnected. Love your neighbor as yourself, now it's in the making.
We came here to be as one. We came here to be together. No matter where you're from. Together, we came to be as one. We came here to be together. No matter where you're from, join hands and be together. Oh, be together.
Yeah. Smart
называя пальцем. Кто ты, кто я, в этой жизни танцы. Улыбаемся, строим разные гримасы, с надеждою однажды разглядеть прекрасное.
Лиот эхад, лиот хопши, меал, меэмер, лацми. Вен ата, вен они, акол бенену. Зе рак ми шемехабер по эт акол. Уа эхад, уа агол. Веу коре лану лигдол. Нахзик хазак, вело ниפול.
На 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 на.